the sculpture Coloring 450D of Berlin artist Susanne Rothenbacher, born in 1969, stands in a grassy area at the Oker riverbank. Rothenbacher's sculptures arouse a sensual relationship between man, space, time and light. Minimalist in form but technically of a high complexity, the transparent plastic objects enter into a dialogue with their environment. Their appearance changes with the time of day, radiating light into their surroundings and sensing the perception of the viewer. The sculpture Coloring 450D consists of a clear acrylic ring standing some 2 meters tall. The outer surface of the piece is partially painted, stripped with various tones of red. A multitude of pink LED lights are installed inside. The translucent membrane lets their colored light shine through, while the white, natural light of the artwork surroundings is absorbed by the ring. The diodes appear to fade in lighter conditions and burn more brightly as the ambient lights dwindle, making the ring itself seem to materialize and ebb away in counterpoint to the sun. On some summer days, they seem to vanish entirely. At night, they twinkle like pink stars reflected 100-fold in the clear acrylic glass of the sculpture and scatter their light into their surroundings, onto leaves and trees. The complicated technical underpinnings and the synthetic quality of the ring are thus transformed into a poetic field of perception that sets stillness and contemplation against the fast pass and faith in technology of our times. Rothenbacher's objects undoubtedly display a certain tendency toward decorative art, but every trace of functionality, such as those fundamentally presented in design objects, has been stripped away. Instead, much like the geometric shapes of American minimal art of the 1960s, the simple form and serially placed light sources are a challenge to the viewer to gain awareness of his own body's position in space. Following the principles of the French phenomenological philosopher Maurice Merleau-Ponty, Rothenbacher's works avoid all narrative or symbolism, seeking not to distract the viewers from himself, but to open up the experience of body, object, space and time.